We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Umalaki Lavanos Mitoch Shechoros Afilu Ba'achas Chayav. We said that the shear for the prohibition of removing hairs was two hairs, but if you're removing white hairs from within black hairs, then even removing one white hair will be prohibited Mido Oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that because you are makbid even on that one hair, because you don't want to look old, so therefore your kapeda, your insistence on getting rid of that one hair makes it chashuv like an actual malacha. The Mechaber continues, v'davarzeh afilu b'cholas er mishim lo yavash gever simlas isha. Removing white hairs from within black hairs is prohibited even during the week because of the prohibition of lo yobash, that you are not allowed to wear, a man should not wear the clothing of a woman, which means that a man should not act in the way that a woman does. And since it is the way of women to care about their appearance, to make sure they are beautiful, anything that a man does to ensure that he is beautiful is considered to be lo yobash gever. That is the statement of the Mishnah Berurah. There's a discussion in the poskim about coloring your hair. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to, a man is not allowed to color even one hair because of lo yobash. However, what about someone who their hair begins to get gray or white even when they are young, and it might affect them from shidduch purposes, etc.? So there are some poskim who say that it is still prohibited, including the Divrei Chaim and the Maharam Shik. But then the Minchas Elazar came along and said that he thought it was mutter, but he didn't want to be matir it Lamaisa, and the Tshuvas Sholom Meshiv says that it is dependent on that machlokes, and if one wants to be mekel, they have room to be mekel. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks that it is mutter for one to do this in this situation where it is going to affect the shidduch purposes. The Sridei Eish suggests that the entire prohibition is only against trying to beautify yourself. So if you have a pragmatic reason for dyeing your hair, then there would not even be a rabbinic prohibition involved. As well, Rav Elazar Meir Prel and Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein argue similarly that if you're not trying to pass as a woman and you're not trying to beautify yourself, but there's a pragmatic reason for doing it, then once again, it will be permissible. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that it is permissible for this reason when it comes to shidduchim to allow you to do it as well. Rav Schnernbach disagrees, but that is what Rav Moshe suggests. Some suggest that nowadays it shouldn't apply because there's a whole market just for men dyeing their hair, just for men gel and the like. So how could you say that it's the way of a woman? But Rav Osner still says that it remains prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah now takes this opportunity to comment a little bit on the prohibition of gozes, and he mentions one important point, that if you are wearing something made out of the skin of an animal, you need to be sure not to remove any hairs from that item, because that would be prohibited mishum gozes. As well, if you have chicken, you cook chicken, and there's still some hairs on the chicken, there are many poskim who say that you're not allowed to remove the hairs from that chicken either. The Bar Halacha makes an important point regarding removing the white hairs from the black hairs. He asks, when we say that you're not allowed to remove the white hairs from the black hairs, is that only if you have removed all the white hairs and now you look much nicer because you're only black? Or what if you take out one white hair but many other white hairs remain, in which case you didn't really beautify yourself too much? So would we then say that it is not prohibited? And he compares it to the Yerushalmi, which we saw earlier regarding borer, where the Yerushalmi says that you can be borer all day as long as you leave some of the taroves remaining. So we don't paskin like that Yerushalmi, but maybe that would be a good comparison to hear. And the Bar Halacha leaves this discussion as a tzarichin.